story for you about a gardener who grew a garden so lovely and fair. But one morning he found that his plants all around were moaning and filled with despair.
Alas, woe is me, what is this that I see? All my flowers and trees look so sad. Tell me, my good oak, is this some kind of joke or a terrible problem you have?
Said the oak.
I'm tired and feel uninspired as an oak. What I'd like to be best is tall, strong, and fine like that beautiful pine. But I can't, so I'm feeling depressed.
The gardener asked,
Why pine? Why do you whine?
Said the pine.
Oh, it's really not fair. Instead of a pine, I wish I were a vine, and then thousands of grapes I could bear.
Then blurted the vine,
I don't like how I twine, and how short do my poor branches reach. My leaves are so small, how I wish I were tall, and bore big juicy fruit like the peach.
My geranium, dear wife, you're shedding a tear, and your petals are drooping with gloom.
I cannot be content, for I have no sweet scent, like the lilac with its lovely bloom.
This despair can't be pardoned, in all of my garden, discouragement fills every place. But now look over here, like a bright ray of cheer, it's my daisy with her sweet round face. Why are you still so bright, brave and happy in spite of the gloom, doom and darkness I see?
Well, I know that I'm small, just a daisy, that's all. But this morning this thought came to me. If you'd wanted a pine or a peach tree or vine growing here, you'd have made that your plan. But since you planted me, I'm determined to be the best little daisy I can.
Well, my flowers and trees, I think you ought to be ashamed. See this daisy so small. Although she's so tiny, she's not sad and whiny, but more grateful and glad than you all.
All the plants who'd complain said,
No, never again will we grumble and gripe and protest. Instead of objecting to how we were made, we'll cheer up and all do our best, and be thankful for how we've been blessed.
Yes, it's best to be happy with all that you have, and not try to be what you're not. Instead of comparing with others around, remember what this story's taught. Cheer up and be happy, be the best that you can be, and be thankful for what you have got.
Yes, it's best to be happy with all that you have, and not try to be what you're not. Instead of comparing with others around, remember what this story's taught. Cheer up and be happy, be the best that you can be, and be thankful for what you have got.
Cheer up and be happy, be the best that you can be, and be thankful for what you have got.